是做什么。啊，哈利路亚，奉耶稣救圣灵啊，在这里跟大家分享神的恩典。
Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to share God's grace in my life.
那我知道很多人都听我祷告。
I know that many have heard me pray.
那特别来到美国，因为走到哪里，人家问都会问说你复原的怎么样。
And wherever I go, everyone asks me about the status of my recovery.
所以到最后是就不能说被逼了，我就到最后好吧，就做见证，不然。
And it is not that I am obligated, but I am here to bear witness.
因为这事情已经过了一年多，我回台湾很久了，我没有做过一次这样的见证。你去台湾没有？因为我只在总会都认识，也没有人一直问说啊，你复原人怎么样？复原人怎么样？因为跟神学院上课就天天这样，就过去了。啊，来这里每个人都啊，你复原了怎么样？我就重新思想说我复原了怎么样。
And although a year has passed since this occurrence, even when I was in Taiwan, teaching in their theological program, nobody would ask me about my recovery. But since I have come to the U.S., everyone asks me constantly about the status of my recovery.
所以，我第一次在舍利头是因为被他问到，我说好，我明天做见证，才不会那么多人问呢。
In Cerritos, someone asked me about it, and I thought I should bear testimony so no other people will continue asking about this.
那我就赶快回去把以前的照片选一些出来。
And I went back to sort through some of the pictures and select them for my testimony.
对我来讲，这个生病过去，其实你们还要加强两倍替我祷告。
And over the course of this illness, it also required a lot of prayer.
还不用放。
Don't play it yet.
好，那因为我是讲不配得的神恩，然后。
And my topic today is being unworthy of God's grace.
我当传道是很不配的。
I am unworthy of becoming a pastor.
虽然我很年轻的时候，我得圣灵是我初中二年级。
When I was in junior high, I received the Holy Spirit.
那时候。有一次在聚会，我在听到的时候就得到圣灵。
Once during a service, I was listening to the sermon, and at that moment, I received the Holy Spirit.
后来我自己当传道也经历过，现在在 Sacramento 有一个瑞士人哦，他也是坐在那里，我讲到他就得圣灵，我看他得圣灵啊。
And after I became a preacher, I also experienced this in Sacramento.A church, there was a Swiss person who was sitting in the audience. And he received the Holy Spirit as I was speaking.
后面的一个弟兄看他身体震动，以为他很冷，拿一件外套给他套上。
And the brother who was sitting behind this Swiss man thought that he was shaking or trembling because he was cold, and he put a jacket on him.
那我得圣灵之后，我那一个。看怎么说呢？我就从那一天开始，我自己就认为我是传道。
After I received the Holy Spirit, I believed that I was a preacher.
那时候很天真啊，就是这样想，我是传道。
And I was very innocent and simple at that time, thinking that I am a preacher.
那真正我当传道之后
，And after I actually became a preacher,
我很莫名其妙有一个感觉，就是我很害怕。
I started to experience this fear.
所谓的害怕是因为我听多很多前辈的见证。
And this fear originates in the testimonies of previous ministers.
就是当传道有很多的试炼。
Which is that they face many trials in their time as preachers.
杨长老我亲自听他的故事。
And I heard the story of the elders.
就是说到有一阵子传道当不下去了。
That you reach a point in time when you cannot continue being a preacher.
那当然，后来自己的同工们也都听他们比我前辈的都会讲他们的经验。
And we also heard the testimonies of our ancestors as well as our colleagues about this experience they had.
那我自己当传道之后，我想说有一天会轮到我。
After I became a preacher, I thought to myself, one day I will face the same type of trial.
但我当传道之后，我感谢神，就是同工们都那个同龄们呐、啊、都很爱我，前辈也很爱我。
After I became a preacher, I really thank God that I could experience that the congregation truly loved me and that also the elders in the church also showed great love for me.
说长辈们都很爱我，有时候也不晓得该怎么做，因为没办法，但他怎么对我这么好。
And they love me so much to the point that I don't know how I should behave.
那家里小孩都感谢神，都我要求不是很高了，但是他们都比我想的更好。
I really thank God that my children at home are at a higher standard or higher level than I thought they would be.
所以每次我跟神学生分享的时候，我都说哈，我都很谨慎，用台湾话说，陪别看俺的单修理啊，就等着有一天可能会修理到我，真的哦。你可以问黄传道、黄世民啊，或是毕业的，我都跟他们讲过，陪别看俺的单修理。
And I often think that I need to be cautious and wary, that one day I will be disciplined.
啊，因为过得都很好啊，我。
Because everything has gone by so smoothly.
但是，其实我每次想到手脚都是冰冷的。
But whenever
现在满手。
Whenever I think of this, my feet and my hands feel so cold.
所以虽然我很小就很喜欢当传道，现在也很喜欢当传道，但是我一直很害怕我传道当不完。
Even though I have loved to be a preacher since I was very young, and even now I still love to be a preacher, but I fear that I cannot complete my mission as a pastor.
我是从内心讲，你们说奇怪，怎么会这样子啊？事实啊，我不能骗你啊。
And some may think, why would a pastor say that? But this is the truth.
那一直都很感谢神，都很顺利，就是。
I really thank God that over the course of the years, everything has gone very smoothly.
那去年。那个联总开世界代表大会，我去参加。
Last year during the World Delegates Conference.
那前后有十天。
I went to participate in this program and it lasted for about 10 days.
那十天我现在没有什么印象。
And I don't have a recollection of these 10 days.
当然有很多，我是事后人家告诉我的，说我走路歪歪斜斜的，看到人也不会打招呼。
Some told me afterwards that over the course of those days, I was walking in a strange way and that I would not greet others when others greeted me.
去年的4月1号，我醒过来。
On April 1st, I woke up.
那第一个图啊。
Now we can go to the first picture.
已经在医院里面。
And when I woke up, I was in the hospital.
我那时候说，怎么我在医院里面？
And I was surprised. I asked myself, how did I come to be in the hospital?
人家给我头挖两个洞，钻两个洞。
And there were two holes in my skull.
因为我说把我抓来，头钻洞也没有通知我一声。
And I thought, how can they bring me and drill two holes in my head and not even let me know?
那旁边一个只是说。你自己有签名哎，你没有签名，谁敢你怎么可以动手术？你签的名还蛮漂亮的。
There was a deacon who told me you actually signed and authorized the surgery. Otherwise, how you even did a very beautiful signature. Otherwise, how could we perform the surgery?
那事后我才听车长老他们说，哦，你那时候都不签名哎。
And then Elder Shea said, at first you did not want to sign.
那我们替你祷告啊。
We prayed for you.
因为到最后一天，他们不得不把我送去医院检查。
And until the day that they could not, they had to bring me to the hospital to be get a medical checkup.
因为那检查完之后，消息回去说这个人随时会死掉。
And after they examined me, the news was that this person or this patient would die at any time.
因为头满的差不多五分之一，等一下你就要看都是血。
Because a fifth of the cavity in the brain was filled with blood.
那然后开刀的地方跟检查地方又有差不多一个多小时的路，因为从吉隆坡要送到那个马六甲去开刀。
And there was about an hour's distance between the two hospitals.
他说这在送的当中可能随时会断气。
And in the course of being sent from one hospital to the other hospital, this person could die.
其实我那时候没有什么。稍微有点意识，但是我不太知道了。
Although I was somewhat conscious, I was not very aware.
那当然很多人替我祷告。
I know that many people were praying for me.
因为那是世界代表大会最后一天。
That occurred on the last day of the World Delegates Conference.
那个车长是说他们就叫那些人起来祷告了，那就谢谢他们了，我也不知道。
Everyone was asked to pray for me.
好。马来西亚很热，但是我很冷，就是因为我是盖了四层的那个毛巾被啊。
In Malaysia,
特别要的。
In Malaysia, the weather is very hot, but I was so cold that I asked for four sheets, bed sheets, to cover myself with.
那他是挖两个洞，把血弄它流出来，他们说是叫做引流啊。
And they had to drill two holes into my skull and drain out the blood.
啊。那一天呢，我家人都到了，马上到。他们那个晚上，他们就马上到机场，然后搭飞机，马上到马来西亚。好，另一个图。
That night, my family took a plane and went to Malaysia.
事后，我妹妹告诉我说，那个我弟弟啊，他们说是准备去收尸啊。
And my younger
我妹不客气啊，我说是真的要去收尸了、啊。
My younger sister told my younger brother that we were going to bring home this corpse.
但是，我就好，不是好的，就是就没什么事了，感觉了哈。
But I felt that I was fine.
啊，另一个。
那。
就当时的图是这样。
And this is the image of what occurred.
右边白的那个就是本来是血，然后呢，后来血抽出来就空了嘛哈。
And that white cavity there was filled with blood.
所以现在血抽出来，所以头那是空的。所以我曾经脑袋空空过，至少是五分之一空空过，脑袋空过。
And after the blood was drained out of the cavity, there was about a fifth of the brain that was that had space in it.
那我醒来说，感觉不错，精神啊什么都还可以。
When I woke up, I felt alert. I thought I was fine.
那讲道也讲嘛，遇到事情就要检讨一下，先检讨自己是不是犯什么错啊。
And I started to examine myself to see whether I had made any mistakes.
想想，应该没什么、啊。
And I thought, I don't think I've done anything wrong.
那就病就病啊，或者不再想什么了，对不对？
I thought it's just an illness and there's nothing much to say about it.
因为没有想说可能是懒惰一点吧，祷告少一点，圣经读少一点，这个下次改就好了嘛，对不对？病就病啊，是不是？
I thought maybe I've been a little bit lazy, I haven't prayed as much and this is just an illness.
但是我想三大点，就是我们从神学院或是从小就被教的，就是遇到事情三这个财色交，看有没有。
And what we learn from theological school as well as since our childhood, there are three critical points that we should be aware of, which is greed, pride, and lust.
财呀、啊，钱财有没有贪财啊？当传道当到最后做生意啊，或是到人家家去传道变强盗啊，或是啊不，这是上前一辈教我们的啦，但是。不可能跟你讲嘛，对不对？是我们传道自己要检讨的，是不是传道变了，传强盗了哈？是不是财啊哈
？And the first thing is to be greedy for material possessions, whether we have made businesses or robbed anyone.
那传道是不是做小生意啊？
Or whether we have
传道做这些小生意啊，或是自己色。
The second one is a lust or a sexual issues.
骄，会不会骄傲啊？
And pride.
想当大啊，或是为了一个地位吵架，说才社交是从小就要被想说，想想没有哎呦，不是说没有了，才是不是吃饭吃太多了，人家给你太好了，社。我跟我太太应该感情还非常好，不可能在不可能想到说别的女孩子还没有想过啊。骄就不知道了，是不是？我就但想想啊，不要想她了，反正。
So these are three critical points that we are as preachers must often be aware of. And I thought to myself, greed, maybe have I eaten a little bit more? And lust, I have a very good relationship with my wife. I haven't even thought about other women. And as to pride, I don't think that's an issue either.
那我想完这些检讨完之后，那个晚上呢，八点多的时候。
After I examined myself, some time passed. It was 8 o'clock at night.
我感觉。我旁边那个房子里面有人在吵啊，不是有人，有声音很吵。
And I felt that there was a great noise in the next room.
其实我那个房间里面不只是我一个人，还有别人呢、啊。
Even though in my room, I shared this room with another patient.
那个是我住的那个是就是马来西亚那个是就是开刀完之后那个。加护病房就是了，二十四小时都有两个护士在里面，一个是一直坐在那里看我们，而另外一个是一个小时、两个小时出来看我们一次。
So after the surgery, we were placed in the intensive care unit where a nurse would be sitting there for the whole time, and another nurse would come in every 1 or 2 hours to check on us.
这他们都没听到，但是我听到啊。
They didn't hear anything, but I heard a noise.
不是、啊，至少他们没有反应啊。
Or if they did hear it, they had no reaction.
那我一般是，我一般不太怕吵。
And usually I'm not very easily bothered by noise.
对，我如果有人很会打呼，我也不太怕。
And even if someone snores very loudly, that doesn't really affect me.
我刚回台中，台中旁边那个大马路那个火那个车子虽然有过吵，但是你只要照他的车子的声音走两遍，你就睡着了。
And when I first went back to Taiwan GA, the location of Taiwan GA is close to a large boulevard, and it is very noisy because of the traffic. But if you go according to the rhythm of this traffic, after a few moments, you will fall asleep.
你绝对不能想说，他那个摩托车为什么把那灭音器弄掉，这样不那么大声，说这些人是什么？你绝对不能这样想，你只能跟他的说，不就不按就睡着。如果你一气起来哈，想说这些人搞什么？你就睡不着了。
And then you shouldn't let yourself be aggravated by the very loud noise of the motorcycle. You just have to go with the flow and fall asleep.
那我想说，这个声音跟着他跑啊，那个声音我现在很难描写的。
And I heard this noise and it's indescribable.
我快要吐出来啊，那恶心啊，莫名其妙，为什么这样？
And I felt disgusted to the point of wanting to throw up.
那我就想说，去看看。
I wanted to go and look.
如果旁边有猫啊，有什么在吵的话，你不能说魔鬼工作、啊。但是我的感觉灵里面是说魔鬼在吵，但是你也不能就这样要我要去看看啊，到底是怎么样。
In the spiritual plane, I felt that it might be a Satan who is moving along, but we don't know for sure. So I wanted to go and take a look.
我记得那个我还在吊点滴啊，我拿着点滴。抓着尿袋，因为开完刀不用上厕所，大家知道吗？我就慢慢的走，一定要看到底是怎么样。
So I grabbed the IV and also my urine bag, and I slowly walked towards the next room to see what was the matter.
那时候护士不在啊。
The nurse wasn't there.
我一看啊，里面是浴室啊，因为我没有上过浴室嘛。
And when I opened the door, I found that the next room was a bathroom.
很大一个浴室。
It was a very large bathroom.
空空的。
It was empty.
我想说会不会漏水啊？
And I thought maybe the faucet is leaking.
但是也不是水深，但是至少我把每一个那个水龙头都关，就其实没有关，它本来就关着了，至少淋一淋哈，也没漏水啊。
But the noise was not the sound of leaking, but I went to every faucet and turned every knob more tightly.
好。看看，再回来。
And then I returned back to my room.
印证说里面没有东西啊。
That means I could see that there was nothing inside the bathroom.
哦，又来吵。
Then I heard that annoying noise again.
我第一个印象就是什么？
And what was my first impression?
哎呀，这次轮到我了。
I thought now it's my turn.
哎，怎么会轮到我这种样子呢？
Why?
用这种吵法。
Why am I listening to this type of noise?
我说啊，这种鬼哈，这个是没有胆的鬼。
And I thought this is a cowardly demon.
不要理他。
I'm not going to pay attention to it.
我还说那还想，我说连奉耶稣的名赶他，他都没有资格用耶稣的名，不用动到耶稣的名，这种鬼就不要理他。连耶稣的名就不值得用到耶稣的名了，耶稣的名太宝贵了，不要乱用，不理他。
And I was thinking, this cowardly demon is so undeserving of even being cast out in the name of Jesus Christ. I just won't pay attention to it.
很奇妙，我这样想就好了。
And at that moment, it went away.
就不吵了。
And it wasn't.
我就比较警觉，哎，这次轮到我。
And what I thought was, now it's my turn to face this type of trials.
啊，隔天，差不多到八点多的时候，我要。因为一直躺在床上嘛，那时候八点多就快要睡觉了，在医院里面。
I was laying in bed on the next day, and it was almost 8 o'clock. I was about to fall asleep.
你又感觉那个力量又来了。
And I felt this power.
一来我那时候你想的很快，你想说你要干什么
？And I thought, what are you doing?
很快哦，那就跑到我的那个脚前。
And very quickly, I felt this power move to the foot of the bed.
他拉我被子啊啊拉
！And this spirit was pulling at my blanket.
我赶快拉起来啊！我想好不容易要到四床被，你为什么拉我被、啊、
？And I was holding on to these blankets very, very tightly because it had taken me so much effort to ask for all four sheets, and you were trying to take away my sheet.
我说太过分了，这个是。
I think you're.
我不敢，你不行啊。
You are stepping over the line, and I need to expel you.
我就奉主耶稣圣名赶鬼。
And I say in the name of Jesus Christ, I cast you out.
那就好了。
And then he was gone.
那我想说，怎么用这种方式的呢
？And I think, how can this demon use this type of scheme?
但是我晓得这次轮到我了。
I thought this is my turn to face trials.
那但我不怕，一点都不会害怕。
I didn't experience any fear.
如果你怕，神会让你更怕。
If you are afraid, then God will make you more afraid.
当然，我不敢说鬼看多了，但是在非洲、在德国也看过很多幻鬼的。
I can't say that I saw many demons, but in Africa, I did see some people who were possessed by demons.
但从来没有吵到我就是了。
But they had never come to bother me.
好了，那再好，再看下一个。
Next.
这就是两个洞。
These are the two holes that were drilled into my skull.
好，再来。
Next.
那，洞完之后呢？因为你刚刚看到那白说不能回家，不能回台，不能回德国。
After the surgery to
my
brain, I could not return to Germany.
哎，你一个一个放吗？怎么？OK， 你刚刚是没有照秩序啊
？Not in order.
好，我经过在马来西亚住了八天医院就出院。
I was hospitalized for 8 days in Malaysia.
那出院的隔一天呢就是安息日。
And the day after I was discharged, it was Sabbath.
坐在前面那个执事就说：“哎，明天请你讲道。”
And the deacon that was sitting in the front row asked me to go up and give a sermon.
那我说好啊，讲到传道本来就是要讲道啊。
And I said, okay, well, a pastor is supposed to preach.
那其实我讲到的时候还是包两包就是。
But when I was going up to give the sermon, my head was still wrapped up in bandages.
那蛮有趣的，后来他告诉我他为什么坐前面。
And it's pretty interesting because the deacon later explained why he sat in the first row.
他怕我讲到一半一倒下去。
He's afraid that I would faint in the middle of the sermon.
他可以坐那边，可以赶快跑来抓我。
He sat in the front row so he could run over and catch me before I fell.
蛮有趣，他要我讲到要怕我掉下去。
It's very interesting. He wanted me to give the sermon, and yet he was afraid that I would fall over.
那我上台就说你们不用怕了，这次轮到我了。
And I told him, "Don't be afraid. It's now my turn to face trials."
对我来讲的话，不用害怕了，也不用担心。
We should not be afraid or worry.
那这是在马六甲教会。
And this was in a church in Malaysia.
Malaga.
Malaga.
好，那安息日完了之后就照相。好，下一个。
Next. We took a picture after the service.
那个教会人不多。
There, the congregation is not very large.
其实那个只是平常不会没有坐前面，都是坐后面的。
The deacon doesn't usually sit in the front row. He sits in the back.
他说那明天特别讲习会。
He said tomorrow we'll have a special seminar.
我说好啊。
And I said, okay.
那隔天就讲习会了。
The next
另一个图，
day,
讲习会就跑来跑去讲嘛。他那个后面讲台后面都是黑板呐、啊。
And the next day I gave a seminar. It's there are whiteboards on the back.
好，那不但讲习会人也可更多一点了。来，下一个图。
The next picture.
那并且他还叫了一些慕道者，有的是从德国人哈，德国去的。
There were many attendees, including truth seekers, and one of them was a German truth seeker.
所以一个特别讲习会要布道会。
It was a special seminar and evangelical service.
下一个图。
Next.
像这个是一个德国人、啊、就个别跟他谈到。
And this is a German that I had the opportunity to speak to.
那感谢神、啊、在因为不能回德国，所以在马来西亚，在马六甲住了半个月。
Because I could not return to Germany after the surgery, I stayed in Amanga Church for half a month.
为什么不能回去？
What is the reason I could not return?
那个头四分之一是五分之一是空的，所以如果飞上去的话，他说那个压力有问题、啊。
Because a fourth of the skull was empty, when I went, if I went onto a plane, there would be an issue of pressure.
好，看下一个图是怎么样。
Next.
哦、这就是到最后那个头好了，你看两个洞、哦、好了。
And these are the two holes after my recovery.
好、哦，下一个图。那就要回家了。
And this is when I was about to return home to Germany.
感谢神啊，那个我到现在还很怀念那两个礼拜。
I thank God, I still think fondly of these 2 weeks.
因为我结婚生小孩之后，没有跟我太太讲话讲那么多，并且没有打扰的两个礼拜，我们一直讲，从生下来一直讲到死的时候要放在哪里。
And the reason why I was so fond of these 2 weeks is because after we had our children, I did not have so much a dedicated time to speak with my wife about our childhood until what we were to do after we passed away.
因为不能出去啊，所以每天就是一直讲话，一直讲话，坐着两个对看，一直讲讲两三个小时也讲不累。
And because I could not leave the hospital, we would sit for hours on end, facing each other and conversing.
那这个时候就要回家了，拜拜。我现在也很怀念那个时候，生病不错。
Then I returned home after that. I really think fondly of it because of this time during my illness.
因为我一生病，我太太就到马来西亚去照顾我，就是了。
Because when I fell ill, my wife went to Malaysia to take care of me.
因为我们住在一个信徒的家，他那个家是没有住，他们搬到别的地方啊，空的，所以只有他住。每天他煮饭给我吃，然后我吃完跟他说谢谢这样子。
We stayed at a believer's house. Actually, this believer had moved away, and this was an empty house where we stayed. So my wife would cook for me every day, and then I would say thank you.
那后来感谢神就回到德国。
After that, we returned to Germany.
回到德国之后，因为在这之前我在讲第一次讲到的时候，有一个弟兄，他要看我这样上来他说他头痛。
When I gave that sermon after the surgery, there was a brother in the audience who saw me. He said, when I saw you go up with a bandaged head, I had a headache.
因为他说他一年前也那个耳朵开刀，现在有时候头还重重的。他看我一大包上去又，因为他也去医院看过我钻洞这样子，所以就替我很痛这样子。
The reason he was concerned was that 1 year prior he had undergone an ear surgery and it had also affected his head. So when he saw me go up with a bandaged head and with two holes drilled into my skull, he felt concerned for my sake.
他正头痛的时候，他忽然看到天使在讲台。
And just when he was having a headache over this, he saw two angels standing by the podium.
没有两个啦，五个。他看到天使在讲台。
He saw angels. There were five angels standing by the podium.
他说两边有两个天使拿的，各拿的一本很大的书。
There were two angels standing on the side with large, carrying large books.
那在接下来又有两个拿的杖，牧羊的杖。
And towards the back, there were two other angels holding shepherd's rods.
那中间呢，有一个拿着宝剑，拿着他一把剑。
And
站着。
In the middle, at the back, there was an angel holding a sword.
他看那个天使就围绕着这个讲台。
The angels were surrounding the podium.
他说天使高到那个跟刚刚有看到那个会堂哦，顶到会堂。
The angels were as tall as the chapel.
他说他看到天使这样，他就头就不痛了。
When he saw this vision of the angels, then his headache left him.
他说主耶稣在保护，也不会，应该不会掉下来。
He said, "The Lord Jesus is protecting you. You won't fall over."
那是他说真的，那一天也没有晕倒，也没有跌倒，隔天还讲习会，整天讲习会。
And truly, on that day, I did not fall over. And the next day, I also gave a seminar.
那我听完这个，自己也想说啊，可能这事情就过去了，对不对？他们都说啊，主耶稣保护了，没事了。
And everyone said, "The Lord has protected you. Nothing has happened."
那就回德国了。
I returned to Germany.
那我以为没事啊，我以为应该没事吧。
And I thought that nothing else would happen.
下个图。
Next.
我回德国一个月之后再去检查。
One month after I returned to Germany, I went to get an exam.
我以为没事啊。
And I thought nothing was the matter.
医生说你不能回去。
The doctor said you cannot return home.
我说为什么？
Asked him why.
他说里面都是血啊。
Your skull is filled with blood again.
哦，那怎么办？
What am I to do?
再挖两个洞。
Drill two more holes.
所以我头有四个洞，算是。
So there are four holes in my skull.
所以头有洞是我，我头有洞又头脑空空。
I have four holes in an empty brain.
好，那这是在德国，这是五月十五号。
This is in Germany on May 15th.
那一个要钻两个洞。
And there were two holes drilled into my skull.
那就是做引流了，把那个我还记得他这当中还给我。一边引流，还不要灌什么东西进去，哇、哦，就好，洗脑吧，我不知道，我不会讲，就是。
These tubes were at the same time draining the blood, but also inserting some kind of fluid to wash my brain.
但是这次我都很清醒哦。
But this time I was very conscious.
要进去很我知道。
And when I went in, I was aware.
要跟我开刀那个医生还跟我握握手。
The medic who performed the surgery also shook my hand.
一个说我等一下让给你呼吸哈，三次深呼吸你就要昏过去。
And someone said, we'll put in an oxygen mask, and after three deep breaths, you will fall asleep.
我生病，整个生病在那个时候最有祷告说主啊救命，就是那个时候。
And at that moment, it was the only moment in my whole illness where I prayed to God about my illness.
为什么？
Why?
因为他说三次会昏过去，我吸了，我还是用那个平常不是教声乐，人家唱合唱，我们教会不是唱合唱，老师就说深呼吸用腹部呼吸，我还说这次用到三次呼吸还不昏了、啊，我说等一下把我砖头不是痛了半死，我那时候说主耶稣啊救命啊，如果不昏过去怎么办？
And I had taken
我印象很深刻，怎么不昏
？I had taken three deep breaths, and I was still not falling asleep. And I prayed to God, Lord, please save me, because if I don't fall asleep, then I will be aware of when they drill into my brain.
我还很深呢，我想说吸到丹田了、 我怎么不昏呢？我记得到第五次才昏过去，我说感谢主昏了。
I breathed really deeply into my stomach, and it took 5 breaths before I fell asleep.
那出来呢？很奇妙，我一出来呢，那个我以前记不住的一个手机号码，哎，出来怎么记住了？
And after the surgery, I remember things I didn't remember before, like an old cell phone number.
这是在德国的第一次的开刀。
And this is the first time in.
再钻两个洞。
When I had the two holes drilled into my skull.
在这那当然回德国，德国的医生是比较有时间吧，他就跟我讲了很多。
And after I returned.
马来西亚那个跟我一句话都没讲，他太忙了。
The doctor in Malaysia was too busy. He didn't have time to chat with me. But the doctor in Germany had time to converse with me.
因为量我的血压了，什么都，我血压有点偏低。
And he
没有高血压。
He measured my blood pressure, and it was actually on the low end.
他说：“你这样那么多血哦，一直出，你有没有撞到什么？是不是车祸？”我说：“没有啊。”
He said, with so much blood in your head, could it be that you had a car accident? And I said, I haven't had a car accident.
那微血管出血不会啪一下说那么多。
And even if the blood vessel were to rupture, it wouldn't produce that much blood.
他讲了很多，但是我最后记得的是，我跟他说，有可能我撞到什么。
And he said,
因为他一直说要说一定要撞到什么，那我只好说可能，那我记不起来，只好这样子。
He said, for sure, you must have struck your head against something. And at the end, I just gave in and said, yes, yes, I must have hit my head against something.
因为他是说，像这你这种情况的话，做一次引流就差不多了。做两次引流的，在那个医院还是不很多，一次就差不多都好了。
Because he said, in cases like yours, usually you only have the blood drained once, and it is not often that you have to drain it twice.
好，那第二在德国第一次四天就好了，很快。但是因为德国转动比较小，德国的机器可能比较小。
And during
马来西亚这个是洞很大，现在都可以摸得很。
And during the surgery in Germany, I was discharged in just 4 days, and it may be because the holes that they drilled in Germany were smaller than the ones in Malaysia.
那医生说一切顺利，明天。把引流管拆掉就可以回家。
The doctor said everything went very well, and tomorrow we'll remove the tubes, and then you can be discharged.
好，下一个。
Next.
这就是引流管，然后再来。
Next.
好，那明天就可以回家了。
And tomorrow you can go home.
那一天呢？晚上又八点多的时候。
At 8 o'clock that night.
哎，又感觉啊，又来了。
I felt that he came again.
你问我怎么来，我不知道。就忽然你感觉一个力量过来，在灵里面。
And in the spiritual plane, I felt a power approaching.
我想说你要干什么
？And I said, what do you want to do?
我那时候想说，这时候你拉被子没有用。那时候德国已经很热了。
And I thought to myself, well,
我不怕你被子掉到地上去，无所谓，反正。
I thought if you want to take my bed covers, you can take it because it's very hot in Germany right now.
吵不怕，不理你啊。
And if you want to be noisy, I'm not afraid. I just won't pay attention to you.
真的说，但是很讨厌，他一直看我，你感觉一直看。
But what really annoyed me is that he just stood there looking at me.
那我忽然想到那个加拉太书保罗说有那个假弟兄在窥视。
And I thought about something in Galatians that Paul was saying regarding this brother.
他说，托引进来的假弟兄私下窥探我们在基督里的自由。我说，你看什么看
？And I said to this demon, "What are you staring at?"
我不晓得为什么我会很气啊，很气起来。
Suddenly I was angered.
我说没有什么好看的。
So there's nothing for you to see here.
我是神的儿子。
I am a son of God.
看到我很烦了，到最后我说，看什么就奉主耶稣名赶他。
He annoyed me so much by staring at me that I said in the name of Jesus Christ, I cast you out.
那我忽然看到他跑出去了。
And I saw him running out.
我躺着。
I was laying down.
我一生从来没看过魔鬼。
And
从来没有，也没有说被压或是什么。
I have never seen a demon with my own eyes. I've never been even a pressed or bothered by one.
我一赶呢
？And when I cast them out，
我只是你现在见我，因为我从小没有学那个上过才艺班、绘画班，所以画的不太，但是很深了、啊，可以画出来。他从墙角那边出去了。
And he went out through the side。
我甚至看到头，看到他的尾巴。
And I saw his head and his tail。
因为头已经出去了，小小尖尖的。
And his head was small and pointy。
他的尾巴就好像扫把的那个尾一样。
And his tail was like that of a broom。
其实也不像人，也不像鬼，人家画的鬼了哈。
It wasn't like a man。
就像那个鬼一样。
Or it was like the demon that is often portrayed。
那我在想，哎，给我印象很深，哎，怎么那种颜色的？因为平常就想说，哦，一个么黑黑的鬼啊，或是什么都没有呢，不是黑的。
And I thought,
我看到了那个。
The demon that I saw was not black like it is often portrayed。
是上厕所啊，那个很恶心那种颜色啊，
It's a very disgusting color。
那就走了。
And then it departed.
那隔天呢？因为我生病之后几乎每天写日记啊。
I have the habit of writing in my journal every day.
像做见证也不能乱讲，家有家畜。我想说，这就是以后如果有讲的话，我那一天还特别写说，昨天晚上睡得特别好。
And I always jot down the happenings so that when I give the testimony, it can be truthful. And I wrote down on my diary that night, I had slept very well.
哦，那一天十一点，医生就来了，跟护士。
At 11 o'clock, the doctor and the nurse walked in.
就是把我的这个引流管拆掉。
They removed the tubes from my head.
印象很深，那个医生说会很痛哦，因为要拔管子嘛。
The doctor said it's going to be very painful because we need to remove the tubes.
当然就准备一下嘛，你一定要准备痛的，准备一下。
And I braced myself for it.
那完了之后，他说好了。
And when it was over, he said it is finished.
我真的我跟他讲说没有很痛啊，因为如果我准备十分痛才痛到八分，还有我剩下两分还没痛到，怎么就好了？
I said to him, it didn't feel that painful. I was ready for a level 10 of pain, and it was only level 8.
对，我还剩下两分不痛的，还放着。
And I still got to save 2 levels worth of pain.
那就说好了，就可以回家了，对不对？
And then I was ready to be discharged.
那他就说再见喽，讲完，他就出去了。
The doctor said his goodbyes and went out.
他一出去，我真的看到他那个门关着，当然就哦再见啦，好谢谢。
And he closed the door behind him. I said bye, thank you.
他一出去，我感觉哎呀，头有人在撞我头啊。
And as soon as the medic went out, I felt that someone was grabbing my head.
那种感觉就好像我自己，我们做你在做那个肉丸子的时候在戳。
And it's like
中文不要怎么讲，好像头脑里面被戳戳戳，哦，好痛。
And it's like someone kneading like a meatball, and it was so painful.
哦，真的，刚刚剩下那两分就十分痛，比十分痛更痛。
And
很痛，我现在想起来都有点痛。
The pain was so painful, it was beyond level 10. Even now that I think back to it,
生病没那么痛的，哪里有生病这么痛的，没有。
I've never experienced so much pain in my life.
我印象很深，我还转个地方，我想说是不是姿势不太对，转一个。
I turned my head slightly, thinking maybe it's because I'm in the wrong angle.
又来，啾啾两次，哦。
And I felt that my brain was being kneaded again.
我那时候自己知道啊，我昏了，我昏过去了。
And I know that I fainted at that moment.
我就真的昏过去了。
I really did
faint. 就不晓得什么了，哦，就不知道了。
And I was unconscious.
我醒过来的时候。
When I woke up,
已经右手右脚有点麻痹了。
I could not feel my right arm and leg.
也不太会讲话。
And I could not really speak.
下一个图看看。
Next.
这个是回到德国的时候的图。
This is the image of my skull when I first returned to Germany.
再来。
Next.
这都日期的，再来。
Next.
这个就是我好像被抓了一样，那个土。 这是19号的，刚刚那两个是15号的。
This is the image of what my brain looked like after I felt that my head had been kneaded.
所以你看一半的一半那边呢，就是德，他是用德文跟我讲说，你这是那个 Blutkuchen， 就是换英文就是 Blood Cookie， 就是血的蛋糕和雪糕，我们吃上雪糕。
And the doctor said to me, this is called a blood cake. 、it's the half of the right side.
那也就是说，你的右脑这边一半的一半几乎就是坏掉。
That is half of the right hemisphere is damaged.
所以。他出来，他说：“你的母语是什么
？”The doctor asked me, "What is your native tongue?"
我一想，哎，台语嘛。
I thought, "Oh, Taiwanese."
因为我上小学之前还不会讲，我现在讲的话还不会。
Before I went to elementary school, I could not speak in Chinese.
我印象当中，我到小学四年级去学校很少讲话，因为乡下人。从小没有学过，因为那时候讲一句台语要花1块钱，所以去学校很少讲话。出了校门就会讲话，因为印象很深。到四年级的我，这种话还不太会讲，所以这也是外国语啊。对，当时对我来讲
，I remember that up to fourth grade, I didn't speak much at school because we were charged a fee for speaking Taiwanese in class.
我印象很深刻，我一个小学老师，他不会讲国语啊。
I remember that I had an elementary teacher who could not speak in Chinese.
他蛮机灵，蛮大的，但是跟我们上课都是有时候用台语讲。他那国语，他说是昨天晚上学的。
He was very old, so he was.
因为我们那个是很乡下的，我到小学之前很少穿鞋子，都是赤脚上学的。
He was very old, so sometimes he would lecture in Taiwanese because he would joke that he had only learned Chinese on the previous night.
那医生跟我说，你如果幸运的话，可能会幸运的话可以保住一种语言，你会能够讲一种语言，保住了，因为这个语言是用印下去的，其他都是外来学的，学的都退得比较快。
The doctor said, if you are fortunate, then you will be able to keep one language because that is imprinted into your brain, and the other ones are acquired languages.
那我醒过来的时候已经是开刀了，已经就从这里后面一直到这里。来，下一个图。
When I woke up, it was after the surgery.
再来，就是从头一直开刀，那就把一个脑壳哈拿出来看一看。
And what they did is they cut away a portion of the skull to look inside.
来，再下一个。
Next.
就是这样子啊，再来。
Next.
那三天之后他又开一次，就是又把脑壳拿出来。他说怎么会一直再看看到底是怎么样？怎么会本来就可以回家了？怎么会这样子
？Three days later, they operated again.To look within my skull.
那这当中他有做复健了哈。
And during this time, I did undergo some recovery.
嗯，我还记得他这样说，把两个手，什么摸鼻子，然后摸什么，伸手伸脚，但是右脚已经慢慢不会动了。
And I had to do several exercises like touching my nose with both hands, and however my right arm and leg were not really moving anymore.
三天之后又开一次。
Three days later, I had another surgery.
开完出来之后。
After the surgery.
他说你是一个普通人啊。
He said you are a normal person.
Lucky 的才有可以讲一种话嘛，对不对
？Only
很幸运的话，保住一种语言。
If you are very fortunate, then you will retain one language.
啊，如果是普通的人，你什么话都不会讲了。
If you are a common or regular person, you will not speak anything.
所以，我还想说，我是不是神所爱的特别 lucky 呢？所以，我还特别，我儿子来啊，我还特别跟他讲台语啊，我想用台语跟他讲，啊，他还听不懂啊。
I thought. I was very fortunate when my son came. I spoke to him in what I thought was Taiwanese, but he couldn't understand what I was saying.
那时候我就想说，哎，我是平常人。
And I thought, oh, I'm only a common man.
那我一直想讲。
I really wanted to speak.
那一直也在讲。
And I kept on speaking.
但是我孩子们、太太们都听不懂，什么都听不懂。
But my wife and children could not understand anything I said.
那我孩子就说，就拿笔跟纸说，那么爱讲，不然写写看。
My son,
因为他们听不懂啊，就让我写。
My son said, since you want to speak so much, then how about you try writing?
那我那时候现在印象很深，我那时候常常听人家讲，如果头有问题的话。复原的话，第一个时间最重要。那第一个时间就意志力最重要了。说好，现在看我的意志力了，开始慢慢写，慢慢写。
I remember that I had heard before that the first period of time after the circumstance is the most critical. So I would start writing very, very slowly.
写到最后，我一看，哎，我太太眼睛那个大大的那个里面都是水啊，转转转。他不好意思哭出来，但是水那个眼泪在眼睛里面转，我想可能不对吧。
As I was writing, I saw that my wife's eyes were filling with tears, and I thought maybe I wrote something wrong.
我看他看我，他说你写得很好，可以了。
I looked at her. She looked at me. She said, "Oh, you're doing a very good job. That's enough."
那这就是他那个那时候写的。
This is what I wrote.
因为 我真的用很大的意志想写一点我要讲的话，就是这个结果。
I was very determined to write some things I wanted to say to my family, and this is what I wrote.
那时候我就晓得，啊，感谢主，我很高兴。
I was very happy. I thank God.
我很高兴啊。
I was very happy.
我很少高兴像这样高兴的。
I have not often been this happy.
因为我这个是用左手写的，因为右手右脚是完全不能动，已经是全部没有了。因为那你看那个已经是脑已经是坏掉很多了。
I wrote this with my left hand because I was unable to move my right hand anymore.
右手右脚不能动。
My right arm and leg could not be moved.
也不会讲话，什么话都不会。
I could not speak any language.
我第一个印象说，感谢神，我。的功课到此结束。
My first thought was, thank God, now my mission is completed.
我以后不用再上台手脚发冷了。
I will no
longer. 因为你不会讲到就不用当传道了，那不会讲话就不用当传道，就不要手脚发冷了。
I will no longer have to suffer cold hands and feet when I go up to the podium to speak because I cannot speak.
那因为这是我都相信了凡事神的旨意，
I believe that everything is under it's God's will.
那要再换彩色胶被不能得救的机会应该减少很多，对不对？你天天在床上彩色胶，再怎么彩色胶也应该不会彩色胶到被除名嘛。我很怕哦，真的，你们可能以为我讲笑话，不是。
I thought if I just lay in bed all day, then the chances of losing my salvation or being excommunicated are decreased significantly.
我那时候想说感谢神，我一生到此结束。
I thought, thank God, now my mission is completed to this point.
可以，就是，但是因为在这当中，我一直在祷告，就是讲话完祷告，那我太太说你很喜欢祷告，一直祷告，因为为什么呢？那时候我想，我世界的话都不会讲了，但是我跟阿爸、跟天父哈，灵言一样哦，很奇妙，可以讲灵言哦，一样，因为你自己的灵言自己听了三四十年了嘛，你很熟悉啊，别人的一样啊，谁在祷告，你一听哦，这是谁？这是谁嘛？对不对？
During this time, I had been praying, and even though I could not speak any worldly language, I could still speak a spiritual language to Abba Father or God.
那时候也很奇妙，我太太孩子因为不能太久啊，半个小时。我那时候是刚刚开刀啊，在那个加护病房，所以半个小时要出去了。
After the surgery, my family could only remain with me for half an hour.
他们出去之后，我好高兴。
After they left, I was so happy.
因为我一直跟阿爸讲话，那时候为什么我现在已经没有了？在那时候 祷告就是讲阿爸父啊阿爸，跟天父讲话。
After they left, I kept on praying to God and talking to Abba Father.
我好像就看到神一样。
It was as if I was seeing God Himself.
好像看到他，我没有看到什么影像了，没有，也没有听到声音，但是在灵里面哈，我是一直在讲祷告，也是有出声的，所以那个护士把我太太叫到旁边说他在做什么，他说在祷告，啊，他就不太理我了。
I didn't see any visions or hear anything, but I would pray out loud, to the point that the nurse took my wife aside and asked her, what is he doing? My wife said, he is praying, so the nurse didn't pay too much attention to me.
那因为那个加护病房在德国只是一个人的，所以我再怎么样，反正也不会吵到人。
Because I was the only patient in that room, so when I prayed, it would not disturb anyone.
那他们出去，因为我躺着刚好前面有一个钟啊，六点，晚上六点。
It was 6 o'clock in the evening when my family left.
那我就一直祷告，很高兴。
I kept praying happily.
就跟阿爸讲话了。
I spoke to Abba Father.
我讲得很非常，讲到九点。
I
晚上九点。
Chatted with him until 9 o'clock at night.
那我忽然感觉我变成一个小朋友一样啊。
Suddenly I felt as if I was transformed into a little child.
那我就说阿爸我唱个歌给你听好不好。
I said, Abba Father, I will sing a hymn for you.
那我又跟阿爸说阿爸我不会讲话那但是我会讲哈利路亚不然唱个哈利路亚的歌给你听。
I said, I can't sing any song, but I can still say hallelujah, so I will sing this hymn.Of hallelujah to you.
我说阿爸第三首以前那个哈利路亚赞美真神如果唱错了没有关系等一下又有哈利路亚所以我一直唱哈利路亚那个哈利路亚这样子
I'll sing hymn number 3 and if I sing it wrong then it's okay because next time I will sing hallelujah again
那我唱哈利路亚又跟阿爸讲话
and as I was singing hallelujah I kept talking to my father
所以即使到从六点开始，我一直在流泪啊，因为很感动，看没有看到，但是是有时候现跟神学生有时候祷告或是进食啊，也不错啦，那个跟神很交通，但是从来没有那么好像看到，就像对面看到你的脸一样的那种感觉，真正的看到你的嘴巴一动啊，或是眼睛一眨都可以看到天父这样子。但是我没有看到什么，只是在灵里面的感觉那么好。
And after 6 o'clock, I kept on praying and singing to God, and it felt as if I was seeing Him face to face, even though I did not see anything with my own eyes.
那到十二点的时候
，When it was 12 o'clock,
我忽然想说，阿爸，我只是唱一首，你会不会感觉无聊啊
？I said to my father, I only sing this hymn over and over. Are you bored?
阿爸，我多唱几首给你听好不好？
I said, I'll sing some other hymns for you.
阿爸就说好，他没有说了，但是你灵里面，我现在给你的，我不要给你错误印象，说我有看到什么像，有听到声音，也没有看到像，也没有听到声音，但是在灵里面就是就有交通。你跟他，但是我是这样讲，他就有回答，我就唱了。
I did not see or hear anything, but in the spirit we were interacting and having fellowship, and I asked this, and he responded.
那我就想到的诗，国语、台语、英文或是德文的，就唱了。
I sang every hymn that I could think of, which was in German, Taiwanese, or Chinese.
我忘记我不会讲话，那我唱什么？当然别人没有听嘛，我不知道唱对唱错，我就是什么歌都唱了。
I just sang every song that I could think of, and in every language.
那我感觉，因为天父听了很高兴，就是。
I could feel that.God was listening to it, and he was very pleased with it.
到早上三点。
Until it was 3 o'clock in the morning.
我忽然说，我怎么唱那么多歌
？Suddenly, I thought to myself, how have I sung so many songs?
护士常常会来看我，但是我一般我不会理他，因为我自己很高兴啊。
The nurse came in to check on me, and I didn't, hadn't been paying too much attention to her because I was so happy.
那这次特别，我跟他讲话看看，他吓一跳啊！怎么这样
？Then I spoke to the nurse. She was astonished, and she said, "How could this happen?"
我从他的脸可以看出，他吓得比我更厉害。
I could see from her expression that she was startled.
因为在这之前已经都不会讲话了。
Because I could not speak anything before this moment.
嗯，你怎么会讲话？
She asked, "How can you speak?"
哎，手都好了。
And my arm and leg were fine.
从那个时候早上三点到现在是一样的。
From that moment, at 3 o'clock that morning until now, everything is the same.
所以人家问我说：“你复原的怎么样？”
When I'm asked, "How have you? How's your recovery?"
我说没有复原呢。没有做复原的，人家说、哦、不是 要复健吗？有人说，那、啊、你复健的怎么样？我说没有，一分钟都没复健呢、啊，没有做复健，之前有做复健呢、啊，但是是越复健越不好，到最后全部没有了。啊，这次没有复健了、啊，只是跟阿爸讲讲话，唱唱歌就好了，唱唱赞美诗就好了。
And,
但是我没有跟阿爸说让我好。我没有说主啊医治我没有，我说很高兴啊，我想说不会动就才社交应该比较、我意思说得救的机会比较大。
And when I'm asked how my recovery has gone, I answer I didn't、undergo any recovery after this last surgery, even though previously I had undergone some recovery, but every time、my condition would get worse and worse. I didn't even ask for God to heal meBut only by praying and singing hymns to Him, I have been healed.
其实我好的，当然是感谢神，但是我也没有说很惊奇的说啊、哦、好了，因为接下来我的那个什么负担更重。
And I am not especially happy that I have recovered because now my I have an obligation.
我想说这个粗鲁的过去了，以后不晓得怎么比较细腻的又来了。
And I thought this trial has passed, but I don't know what other trials are to come.
所谓的细腻的，就是说才社交到最后呢，怎么保罗所讲的，自己传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。我不怕死说老实话，回天家 ，Heaven is a happy day， 你回天国还哭啊啊，开玩笑。
And I need to be very cautious again about these three critical issues of greed and pride and lust.But who will be unhappy about returning to our heavenly home?
回去是对我来讲很高兴的事情。
To me, returning to heaven is a happy day.
怕的是回不了天家。
I only fear that I cannot return home.
那粗鲁的过去了，以后不晓得怎么细啊。
I have
我不知道、啊，但是要小心就是了。我是说我。
I have overcome one trial, but I don't know what the future holds.
那就好了。
And then it was done.
因为他没有说给我做半次的复健都没有啊
And,
没有啊之前有做复健了但复到最后是全部没有了
The doctor did not instruct for me to do any other recovery exercises
所以回德国是从15号然后七天里面开三次刀钻两个洞脑壳 拿开了两次
After I returned to Germany, I underwent surgery 3 times, including drilling holes and removing the part of the skull.
看下面。
Next.
下面一个。
Next slide.
这就是开刀的那个从头顶一直到耳朵。
And this was the portion of the skull that was removed, which is from the top of the head to the ear.
那再来。
Next.
也就是同样的了哈。
This is the same picture.
再来。
Next.
这是从头顶一直开到耳朵这边嘛？那把头皮掀开，然后把那个脑壳拿起来看两次。好，再来。
This is when the part of the skull was removed and the skull was peeled back.
那头顶还钻两个洞，这是额外的洞啊，不知道为什么。
These are 2 other holes.
好，接下来。
Next.
好了，再来。
Next.
其实这是我要出院的时候。
This is the image at the time I was being discharged.
我自从我好了之后，一直到出院，医生几乎应该说不是几乎，医生没有走过我的床旁边一次。
And from the moment I had surgery until the moment I was about to leave the hospital, the doctor did not come to my room once.
早上他都那个给我开刀那个就是刚开始起先骂我不是骂我说你一定是撞头的那个医生 他也没有来看我，他只是让门开开说你好不好，我说很好，他就走了。
Even the doctor who,
他每天早上都带十几个人查房嘛，不是吗？
Even the doctor
who, 那个没有来看过我。
Who conducted the surgery would not come into the room. He would just come by with his group of students every morning and ask me, how are you doing? And I would say, very well. And then he would leave.
我出院也没有人来看我，他就跟护士说他可以走了，我就走了。真的。
When I was discharged, the doctor did not even come to see me. He just told the nurse he is ready to leave.
其实后来他才告诉我，其实我出院的时候，头脑你看那边还是 不好的。
And even when
但是不是被撬鬼，就是怎么讲，也是不好的啦。你看那边。
Even when I was discharged, I was not completely well. If you see this image.
好，但是他没告诉我。
But he did not say.
好，再看下一个。
The next slide, please.
哦，也是一样的。那再来。
Next.
其实那个脑是歪的，再来。
And the brain is crooked.
所以你这个人歪脑，就是我。是应该思想应该没有歪了，但是那个脑里面是歪的。好，再来。哦，为什么他没来看我？因为我应该再查查，我以前记得，现在忘记了，得一种感染，不知道什么细菌感染。他是说，如果怎么讲？如果医生如果接触到我，他再接触到另外一个病人的话，那个如果有什么抗生素的细菌还是怎么样，我搞不懂。反正他就没有进来，要来看我的一定要全副武装就是了。那我不用啊，哎，很奇妙。所以我天天唱诗祷告啊，只有我一个人啊，所以我在里面可以大声灵言祷告或是唱诗。在加护病房一个人，出来这个普通病房本来是三个人的。但是因为其他人都要不能跟我在一起啊，全跑光了，感谢神，这是头等病房啊。
The reason why the doctors had not come in to examine me is because I contracted some type of bacteria, and they were fearful that it would pass on to another patient.
So I had my own. 他们没有来看我。
This is the reason why the doctors did not come to see me.
那当然，教会的弟兄姊妹，我自己的家人当然就不怕了哈。就要全副武装进来了。
And the brothers and sisters who came to visit would wear this special clothing.
好，再来。
Next.
这是我太太了，感谢神啊，她也天天的全副武装跟我在一起啊。
And this is my wife, and she came every day fully equipped.
那只是外面就是还没有好嘛，所以也在医院里面度了一个小蜜月。
And because I was still not completely well, we had our second honeymoon in the hospital.
应该是third的了，第二次是在马来西亚嘛，这是第三次。
This is the third honeymoon.
因为在德国，所以事情比较多，所以没有像马来西亚那么好。
And because we were she was more busier than when we were in Malaysia, so the time was shorter.
后来就出院了。
Then I left the hospital.
再来。
Next.
出院之后，当然，我家的发生一些事情，神的保守。
And,
台湾的哈，跟我德国就没有关系了。
After I was discharged, there were some family matters in Taiwan.
很奇妙，事情一过，马上再去照，那个医生说都好了。
嗯，
这时候他才讲啊。
Thank God. Afterwards, we went back to for a checkup, and everything was fine.
其实我在照这个之前，医生还跟我讲，那时候我本来要回台湾，他说你一上飞机马上死。
Before I went to the, the doctor said that if you go onto a plane and go back to Taiwan, you will die immediately.
他说没有人救得了你啊。
Nobody can save you.
他说你不怕死没有关系。
It is okay if you're not afraid of death.
你不要害到其他的乘客啊，太小了，我要回台湾。那个飞机在半空中，你死掉了，那飞机怎么办？紧急降落，或是带着尸体走？要十几个小时啊！
You need to think about the needs of the passengers. What if you die halfway through the flight, and then they will have to deal with a corpse for the rest of the flight?
其实我出院的时候头还是坏的。
Actually, when I was discharged, my head was not fully healed.
经过一个事件之后，感谢神，都好了。
But after some time, thank God, everything was completed and healed.
这次呢，我太太就问，因为很多人很关心嘛，就问一些问题啦，这个病怎么来的，对不对？那你们怎么处理的？那以后怎么来预防啊？以后怎么来复健呢？
My wife was concerned, so she asked three questions. How did this illness come about? How did you treat this illness? And then what are we to do afterwards to treat it?
讲了三点。
And the doctor said these three points.
他说你把你的病当成事实接受。
He said, treat this illness as a fact and accept it.
我还跟他讲我很 enjoy, 因为这个病让我跟太太这么亲近，第二个跟我的天父这么亲近，人间这是最亲密的，还有什么抱怨的？我很感谢得了这个病。
I told him I enjoyed this illness and I was very thankful because I was able to become closer to my wife and to my heavenly father.
其实好的我也没有说主啊让我好啊，很高兴的。
I didn't even ask God, please heal me.
但我现在不会说神啊让我生病，也不会了。
And even though I didn't ask God, please heal me, I am not going to pray either that God will make me ill again.
只是现在如果想太太的时候或是祷告没有力量的时候，我说啊，生病也不错。
It is just that when I need to pray, sometimes I will say, oh, it is good to be ill sometimes.
好，那他第二个，他说你这个病怎么来的？就是到最后为什么会这样被戳的？我们不知道啊。怎么会这样子？一定要让你出去了？怎么这一快要四分之一的脑坏掉了？一下子而已啊！就怎么会这样子？他说我们不知道为什么会这样子。
Secondly, we don't know how this illness came about. You were about to be discharged, and then suddenly a fourth of your brain was damaged. We cannot explain it.
我们怎么处理你
？How did we treat you？
说你的头让我们很头痛。
Your head gave us a headache.
所以才会，其实三天之内把我的脑袋、脑壳拿起来看两次啊。他说，我们已经是不知道怎么来对付你了。
In the course of 3 days, we had to remove a portion of your skull 2 times. We did not even know what to do about you.
所以我们不知道。
We don't know how to treat you.
我们不知，你也没有做什么。
And we haven't done anything to treat you.
那你现在又莫名其妙又好了。
Now you are mysteriously healed.
那我太太当然有点不忍，不甘愿，问她说：“啊，那我们回去怎么办呢？”
My wife was not very satisfied, so she asked the doctor, "What should we do when we go home?"
那个医生站起来说：“我们已经承认不知道怎么病，也没有做什么，我怎么晓得你回去要做什么
？”The doctor was very upset. He stood up. He said, "I've already acknowledged that."We don't know where this illness came from. We haven't done anything to treat you. How are we going to tell you what to do when you go home?
我太太很直啊，因为她准备三个问题嘛，第三个没有回答，所以不忍心啊，我就跟妈妈，我们回去了，不要问了。
And my wife wanted an explanation, but I grabbed her hand and said, "It's okay."
我说不要再问了，那她已经生气了。
I said, "Don't ask anymore. The doctor is mad."
我那时候我在想说，这时候让我来当医生会好，比他好。
I thought I could be a better doctor at this very moment in time than this doctor.
我会跟那个那时候让我当，我说哦，你回去哦，要睡眠要够，那多喝点水，重的东西不要拿，如果有方便的话，慢慢的散步哈、哦。
If I was a doctor at the moment,
讲这样应该不会错吧？我不知道有没有医生在这里，有的话。
If I was the doctor, I would say to this patient, when you go home, you should rest, drink a little bit more water, don't lift any heavy things, and if you can, take a stroll.
因为我生病之后，他们说一定要喝很多水，我说一直喝很多水，他说一直要喝很多水，这应该没有错吧？哈。
Because you can't go wrong by drinking a lot of water.
但是他就不讲这样子啊。
But he wouldn't even say this.
啊、他也很老实，那个德国医生很老实。
The German doctor was very honest.
那就好了。
And then I was well.
那是真正的好。
And this time I was truly healed.
从去年的七月六号到现在，我再也没有回去看他了，因为我去看他，他也不知道啊，是不是？他已经说他不知道了，我还去看他，但是我知道啊，我知道是怎么回事。
from July 6th of last year, I have not gone back to see this doctor because he doesn't know what to do or what to do about it, but I know.
那是七月六号最后的那个图。
And this is the last image on July 1st.
那医生就说是不需要请病假，他可以开，医生不是说开休息多久吗？
The doctor asked if you need to take a medical leave of absence.
那说因为连总那个车长老啦林长老他们都说哇你要多休息休息半年。
And the elders in the International Assembly said, you have to rest for half a year.
那医生让我太太说，那什么时候可以开始工作啊？
My wife asked, when can he start working again?
那医生就说8月9号啊。
The doctor said, August 9th.
差不多一个月了，就是他算四个礼拜嘛。
In
8月9号。
About a month's time, which was August 9th.
我太太以为他会讲说半年呢、啊。
My wife thought that doctor was saying half a year.
林总说给我半年呢。
And the IA had said you can rest for half a year.
啊，怎么这么快
？And then he said only one month.
我太太这样想的，她说要飞到台湾去呢。
My wife thought we have to fly back to Taiwan.
要13个小时哎，坐飞机哎。
It's a 13-hour flight.
那个医生很有趣，他说才台湾而已啊，他到南极、北极去探险都没问题啊。
The doctor said, oh, he's only traveling to Taiwan. He would have no problem if he went to the northern or southern hemisphere.
那刚好八月九号是那个神学研究所那个一定要回去上课的日子啊，定好的。
August 9th was,
刚好啊,
was the exact date when the graduate program of the theological seminar would start.
那我说那时候我要回去我太太反对。那个连总说你考虑考虑哦给你那么长我哥哥说不可以回来
When I was about to go back to Taiwan my wife was against this idea the IA said you should think about it and my older brother said you should not come back
我说我是当传道呢
I responded I am a preacher
那医生都说去南极北极探险都可以了你怎么对不对只是到台湾去也没有去探险啊
The doctor said you could go explore the northern and southern hemisphere, and I'm only going to Taiwan.
那感谢神就回去了，我就回去了。
Thank God I went back to Taiwan.
那他们说，好像复原的怎么样
？And they asked,
复健的怎么样
？How is your recovery?
我说没有复健啊。
But there is no recovery.
你总不能装病嘛，是不是
？We cannot pretend that I'm ill.
那医生说工作就所以从去年就工作到现在。
And I've been working ever since last year.
那我太太实在是很放不下心。她说：“不然我们都回去。”我说：“好啊。”说全家都回去。
My wife was very concerned. She said, "Then we should all go back." So we all went back together to Taiwan.
那两个学期嘛，第二学期十月要开学。我说：“哎，都回去啊。”她说：“你自己去啊。
”It was going to be for two semesters.So I said, let's go. And she said, no, you go by yourself.
我说还没有半年呢。
I said, it hasn't been half a year yet.
那就感谢主，从去年到现在，已经一年多了。其实，你问我复健的怎么样，我只回答说，我没有复健呢，真的没有复健呢，就这样好了，一直到现在。
Thank God it's been over a year now, and if you ask me how is my recovery, I have had no recovery.
那是真的要再多替我祷告。
But I do ask that you continue to pray for me.
因为不知道我以后还会遇到怎么样的一个试探。
Because I do not know what other tribulations I will face in the future.
因为这是很粗鲁的。很粗糙的，很 rough 的。
Because this is a very rough, tough situation.
魔鬼很粗糙的工作。
Because Satan is very rough in his dealing.
我一生说真的了，没有那么高兴过，像我生病那么大的高兴，那么大的喜乐。
In my life, I have not experienced such great joy as during that time.
好，然后最后一个图也是都是好的了哈。
Picture.
都是好的、
And、
但是、
well.
是有动的啦真的是可了、哦、好那感谢神了 所以还是继续替我祷告。
Please continue praying for me.
怕的是真的当不完。
What I fear is that I cannot complete my mission as a preacher.
真的，那信徒也当不了。
And that I won't even qualify to be a believer.
好，我们再一起来唱诗。
Let's sing one more hymn.
390首。390。
Hymn 390.
祷告。
Let us pray one accord.